Yo, Saturday, February 17th. I don't know. It feels like we're almost to spring a little bit. But today, as always, we have Christy and Chris in the studio to talk about the shinier things in life, which are always the people and the relationships.
It's always the people. Paul, two things. One, I thought it was spring for 3 days. And then Nashville has decided to go into an abysmal retreat over the weekend back into winter, which is natural for a February.
Yeah.
So that's one. Two, again, I'm in an airport twice in one day for less than 30 minutes at each airport. And five, count them, five people ask me what my shirt says, while it's covered up by a jacket.
How about that?
Expose it, tell them what it's all about. And like people outside of automotive are just going, yes, that's amazing. So love people so more good. Than they love cars is like making it into the airwaves.
It's so fun to wear that shirt in airports.
It's the best.
It's a way to, I've made good friends with flight attendants over that shirt because they're just looking for a little positivity. Actually, one of the last flights I was on, flight attendant, she's like, I love the positivity. Go walk up and down the aisle and sprinkle that around, will you? She said. I can't remember. Great. I was like, they must just need a little bit of a smile. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, spring will be here soon enough. We were down south a little bit, you know, this week. So we got to have you are down south now.
Yeah.
But I was down south. So when I dozed off on the plane on my way back from Atlanta, super late flight on Thursday night. And I'm getting better at sleeping on planes, by the way. I slept for like 40 minutes on the flight.
That's amazing.
It's a big thing. But when I woke up, I was woken up by turbulence because we were about to land in Syracuse and it was whipping.
Ooh, it was whipping.
That pilot was working to get that thing on the ground. But, you know, then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's only February. So I got a few months left.
You got a little bit of time.
But Christy and Chris, welcome to the show again. Love so much having you on Saturdays and the shine and the bright. It doesn't need to be springtime on the outside because it's always springtime on the inside when you guys are here. So good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
How was that, Chris? You're laughing. Chris is like, I like what you're saying.
I just, hey, man, I absolutely adore metaphors and I adore kindness. And when you put the two together, it's my whole vibe.
So oh, so good. So good. So what are we talking about today?
So we're actually talking about a story that we covered this week from our good friends over at Sioka. We talk about them quite a lot because they've always got something good going on.
Worth talking about.
Right? Exactly. Well, and honestly, this week they've had so much. I mean, like I said, they've always got a ton going on, but I feel like this has just been a really, really big week for them. So this is a very small portion of that. But this was a story specifically for their Sioka Corvette of Atlantic City. And they are partnering with the South Jersey Region Sports Car Club to give away a 2025 Corvette E-Ray.
Wow, that's cool.
So it's like a raffle. And honestly, like what I thought was really, cool about this is not only is it like the coolest car and, I'm sure they know all of, they've got all of the best Corvettes, but like this one apparently is Chevy's fastest and first electric Corvette with all-wheel drive.
You're giving it away.
And they're giving it away. And not only are they giving it away, but you can customize it. So you get to choose the color. You get to choose the interior. You get to choose like all the specifications for it. So the winner gets to pick all of that. Right. And then you also get an extra $15,000 for taxes.
So you don't have to pay the tax bill on it. What are the criteria to be entered in this drawing asking for a friend?
Nothing. There's certain pay levels and then you get certain tickets for, what you pay. Sioka is right now running like a little bit of an extra thing. So if you put in Sioka when you're actually entering into this, you can get a couple extra tickets with their little extra code.
Oh, boy.
I want one.
I'm not ashamed to say that I may have submitted a couple of tickets in there.
I may not have created a bot that submitted 7,000 tickets. Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed to admit I would not know what to do with this vehicle.
He's like, I don't know if you've seen my driveway.
Yeah,
but it's not conducive to.
Yeah. That's funny. Even imagine I've driven cars before where like, oh, whoops, I'm going 10 over. That's it feels so comfortable and natural. Right. And I can look at this vehicle and tell, like, I just would never get where I'm going. I'd drive right past it.
Yeah, you're going 40 over before you even start. You
know, this is a Florida car. This is for those flat street.
I need it.
While Christy was telling me about the story, though, I want to. I wish I had that segue button, Paul, because I'm clumsily doing
one.
Right.
This one.
Stop. It reminded me, and I was like, why have I read this story before? It just happened this week, and I remembered last year, January 24th, we released the story on our site. Sioka Corvette, the same shop, they actually, and you guys probably remember this one, even though it was before we started doing this Saturday episodes, but Kurt Dawicki, he was a fella who had a dream to own,
to own the Corvette. That's right.
Yes. And he got diagnosed with just weeks to live, and his daughter called up Sioka and was like, hey, he just wants to spend time in a red Corvette. And they said, come on down. So as soon as she was telling me the story, I remembered this being like one of the earliest times that I can remember just like really getting balled up about one of these dealer stories. Not earliest time, but it's one of the big times. It sticks out to me as like a big moment that I just felt such deep compassion for Kurt through a story about a car dealership. You know what I mean? I've never met Mr. Dawicki in my life, but because of what they're doing, because of where they're putting their attention, his story explodes beyond the bounds of his actual life.
Gee whiz. Well, you know what? We're talking about giving away cars. I think it's a good thing to mention right now to our Saturday audience that our big event of the year is called Asotucon, and it's in May, just south of Baltimore, just south of the BWI airport. And it's the second year we've had it at this location, May 15th through 16th, and asotucon.com has all the info. And we're going to have, you know, dozens and dozens of industry speakers at the event, and we always support like a positive or charitable thing that, you know, is being done in the auto industry or by dealers or by people that are, you know, working with dealers. And Vehicles for Change was the charity we sponsored last year. And we auctioned off a guitar and custom sneakers, and it was great. And they do amazing work by training technicians that were formerly incarcerated, also providing cars to families who really need them. So the technicians get trained, they fix up the cars that are donated, and then these families get these cars, and we will be giving a car away at a Asotucon from the floor to a family who needs it. And if you want the feels, I have a feeling this moment is going to be amazing as we give this family this car, fill the car with things for the family. I can't wait for it. But
That's the part that when you're talking about it, I get so excited because we don't expect everybody in our community to be able to hand a car off. But the idea that we get to then put good things inside this car as a community, you know,
that's so good.
Yeah, no contributions too small to go.
You could put a taco right in the glove box for that fact.
I mean, that's the taco box. That's what it's for.
He goes, that's not what that's for? To hold the Chipotle burritos?
I love it. I love it so much because, like, we are, if we're leading, or if we're not leading, but if we're participating in the culture of who dealers really are, if we're showing the true story, then the true story is written in moments like this where people give what they can and expect nothing back.
Yeah, I think you could say not leading, but we are championing. Championing? We are the champions of it.
Putting a spotlight on it. It's great.
It's true. Oh, man. I think that's enough for a Saturday.
Gets me all in the feels in the Saturday. Let's go.
People ready to be giving, serving, loving, selling, because that's how we get the money, right? Whatever you do, make it about so much more than cars today.